Choirs Festival's finished, which is kind of a bit sad, but I'm still on a bit of a high after the concert. Plus, I've had 3 glasses of rosé. Oops. The part after party was a bit strange. The bit with drinks and speeches was what I expected, but then it was sort of very expensive food, and then all of a sudden they gave it away free towards the end, which was a bit peculiar. Yeah. Including the yummy flapjacks, which anyone who's been to the Three Choirs Festival at Hereford, or anyone who's tried, apparently it's Frank's Luxury Biscuits flapjacks, I can highly recommend them. They are amazing, with lots and lots of syrup. And oats, obviously, but lots of syrup. And they're round. They do shortbread too, but the flapjacks are the best. So Dad and Noel have been to this concert, but Mum hasn't, so we're going to go and see her at home in a minute. Well, not at home, actually. We stayed at the cottage that I did some audio booze about. And it's Friday night now, because I may not post this on Friday night, but I'm recording it on Friday the 27th of July. And we had a concert. We had the 1812 Overture with Cannons, didn't we?
Yes, the organ came on, it blasted the place out.
Yeah, it did.
Mobile organ,
isn't it? Yeah, there's one on wheels that they can move into place for concerts.
That was really loud.
It was.
Chris was
joining. Yeah, Chris, who's our assistant organist at Worcester. We like him. And Geraint Bowen was conducting. He's the Hereford director of music. Our conductor and director of music, Peter Nardone, did it last night, and we did Elgar and Delius last night, but today we did Berlioz's Te Deum. Oh, and that was fun. I didn't like it all when we did it with the piano, but when we did it with the orchestra, it was amazing because you had all the different colours of the different instrument sounds and the percussion, and yeah, it was amazing. But I'm tired now. And we've got to leave the cottage early. So that's not so good. And I've got to look up the train times, haven't I, in a minute?
No, you haven't.
Oh, you know them, do you?
No, they're 20 past every hour.
Every hour. Oh, okay, so what are we going? 20 past 9?
Just go on when you're ready and then dump you there.
Thanks.
So we can get on with the packing.
And I'm thinking about coming back tomorrow night for the concert. I don't want to stay in Hereford all day because there's nothing on all day. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt a bit strange. Was I looking in the catalogue? I thought Saturday. What's happening?
There's nothing all day, and there's just this concert on the night.
We better get out of the cottage as soon as we need.
Yeah, but no, there's nothing all day. I don't think until this evening thing, though, Noel. There's a great big gap. I might see if Andrew fancies coming as well. So, no, I have to buy them, but I'm going to ring up and see if there's some cheap ones left, like £7 seats.
Your extra ones don't cater for tomorrow?
I don't think so, but I will ask. But I don't think so, but I will mention that I sung.
There are spares tonight for sale.
Oh, really? Did you sit where your seat was designated, or did you get told you could move?
No, we just stayed there.
We just walked
in, didn't we? Well, I didn't. Now, with those wheelchairs, it's a bit hard to move into the other place, so just
yeah.
But how do you find that? Where we sat tonight was where we were every time I've been there.
Whereas Mum was told to move if she wanted to on Wednesday night, but that was probably because they were doing a radio recording, so they wanted all the clapping people together, probably. But it's been a fantastic week, lots and lots of lovely music. And, I did enjoy, I particularly noticed the percussion, that really was fantastic tonight, yeah. And the harpist was quite near us again, which was fantastic as well.